Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House continues to defend its response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. last week. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the incident has sparked criticism and concern over national security.
The U.S. military ended up shooting down the balloon over the Atlantic Ocean on Saturday, nearly a week after the White House became aware of the incident. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the administration took a number of steps to mitigate whatever collection capabilities the balloon had over sensitive U.S. military sites.
We had the time to do that. And we also had the time to put together an effort of our own to learn about this particular balloon and what its capabilities are. And we're going to get more information from the recovery.
Kirby added that the balloon incident has done nothing to improve already tense relations between the U.S. and China. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Republican lawmakers in Virginia have killed an effort to ban convicted insurrectionists from public service jobs, including teaching and running for office. As Ben Pavier from member station VPM News reports, the proposal never got a hearing.
Virginia delegate Dan Helmer, a Democrat, argues Republicans didn't want to discuss his bill because they're unwilling to reckon with the January 6th riots.
It's evidence of the fact that they are continuing to seek to appeal to an extremist base.
Republican Speaker of the House Todd Gilbert said he was unfamiliar with the bill.
You'd have to tell me more. I don't really know much about that.
Gilbert's spokesperson didn't respond to requests for comment. At least three members of Gilbert's caucus attended the Stop the Steal rally, but they say they didn't participate in the riots. All 140 seats of Virginia's legislature are on the ballot this fall. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.
Florida's Republican-led legislature is expected to pass a bill this week that will make changes to the state's 55-year-old agreement with Walt Disney World in Orlando. NPR's Greg Allen reports the state is putting Disney's 40-square-mile special district under control of a board appointed by the governor.
Governor Ron DeSantis grew angry when Disney's CEO said he would work for the repeal of Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act, a measure critics call Don't Say Gay, and is urging Republican lawmakers pass the bill dissolving the independent special district the state set up in 1968 that gives Disney the powers of a municipality. Left unclear was what body would assume governmental authority over the property and who would ultimately be responsible for the district's nearly $1 billion of debt. The bill unveiled this week sidesteps many of the questions by making minimal changes to the district structure. It's getting a new name, and most significantly, its five-member governing board will be appointed not by Disney, but by Florida's governor. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Stocks lost ground to start the trading week on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 34 points. The Nasdaq closed down 119 points today. You're listening to NPR. A challenge to the death penalty is being heard in Kansas this week. Kylie Cameron of member station WKMUW reports the American Civil Liberties Union says capital punishment is racially discriminatory and unconstitutional.
The ACLU is making the challenge in county court in South Central Kansas in the case of Kyle Young. Young is black and is accused of killing two people in Wichita in 2020. The ACLU is also arguing that the way juries are selected for capital punishment trials is discriminatory and leads to unfair trials. Henderson Hill is senior counsel for the group.
The question is whether or not we're going to operate by faith. Somehow, jurors just come out with the right decision all the time. Non-racial, non-biased. Well, that's sort of a knowable thing.
Arguments are expected to continue throughout the week. For NPR News, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
A new Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs research poll seems to show even a large number of Democrats think one term may be enough for President Joe Biden. That's despite all indications Biden is preparing for another run for office in 2024. New survey finds just 37% of Democrats saying they want Biden to seek re-election, down from 52% in the weeks before the midterms. Rules regarding the size of lobsters that can be caught off the coast of New England are apparently about to get stricter. Under the new rules, lobster men and women will be required to measure the crustaceans from eyes to tail and throw back those that are too large or too small. Rules are aimed at maintaining a steady breeding population in key areas such as the Gulf of Maine and elsewhere. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.